Good morning. Blessed be. I love it. Welcome to CSL Midtown Atlanta and beyond. We have many people here from beyond. I'm beyond. I'm not in Atlanta right now. So welcome, welcome. I am Reverend Cynthia McCarthy, your guest speaker today. And yes, as Sylvia mentioned in the chat and ratted me out, today happens to be my birthday. So thank you for, yay, I know you're all on mute. Yay. Thank you for all the birthday love. I can feel it and I love it. Thank you so much. So as Ellen says, I send it right back to you. I send it back also as a moment of centering and blessing. Let's go to that place right now in your heart where you know that there is only one. One power, one infinite intelligence, and it showed up here today as you and as me. And I am so happy about that. And I know that each person here today and watching on Facebook and watching the recording later showed up for a divine reason. There is something here for you. And I bless this entire service knowing it is perfect, knowing it is God in action, and gratefully, so it is. So we are very glad that you are here. This is a place where you are loved and accepted for who you are, because we believe you are divine. No matter what, there is nothing you can do to change that, or nothing you can do to separate yourself from God, spirit, universe. Use the word that works for you and leave the rest. Let's take a moment to affirm what we believe by reading our Declaration of Principles. Read this with me. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love and it creates out of the desire to express love. I believe that all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. And so it is. Our Center for Spiritual Living has licensed spiritual practitioners who do so much for our community. They go through years of training, and I can now say from experience that it is seriously a lot of training. I am 5 weeks in, and it's a lot, and I love it. They are amazing people who know the value of prayer, and they know the value of spiritual mind treatment. This is the part of the service where we invite one of our practitioners to share their insights and lead us in a treatment. I'd like to introduce Judy Ailey.
All right. Thank you, Cynthia. Welcome and good morning to Centers for Spiritual Living, Midtown Atlanta. This is the third Sunday of October, and we continue with our theme, Cosmic Connections. Today's theme is Bridge Over Troubled Water. But before we do that, I want to personally go back and wish Reverend Cynthia McCarthy, who is our fabulous guest speaker today, a very special and happy birthday. And today is her big day. You know, having a birthday during this time of social distancing and all that, it's a little bit different than what we're all used to. I had one back in May. But you know, birthdays come no matter what, they keep coming. So just know that I'm sending great thoughts for blessings and a fabulous day and a year ahead. So anyway, getting back to Bridge Over Troubled Water, the first thing I thought about when I heard this was the song, the Simon and Garfunkel song that's just, you know, it's part of, I grew up with that song. I mean, I was from that era. And then I started thinking about how I can use the fact that I'm cosmically connected to all other beings, how I can use that knowledge to be a bridge over troubled waters in these turbulent times. And I would say that we do live in some turbulent times. There are troubled waters out there. So how can I be an instrument of peace and love during difficult times? The first thing that I know is that we are all cosmically connected, that there is something in me at the heart level that is also in each one of you. It's the same peace of God that is in each person. And knowing this allows me to cultivate unconditional love and acceptance of all other people and of myself. And it is this unconditional love that we bring to the world, to our family, to our neighborhood, to our community, to our country, and even to our world that will heal and transform. In my past working life, and I'm retired now, so that's a good thing. One of the jobs that I had was I worked in a large public high school in the Metro Atlanta area here, and I was a special ed teacher. And the school was filled with what I like to call a lot of characters. Anyway, and I would say, you could say that there was a lot of troubled water that would happen in that school from time to time. And my mantra and affirmation to myself every day as I walked into that school was that I was bringing peace and love and acceptance to every situation that I encountered, that I am bringing the presence of life and love, that I am a constructive force of universal love. And this is what I did every single day to set myself on the right course during that job. And you know, it worked. Situations just dissipated. Things, opportunities came, just connections. And it turned out to be a really beautiful, beautiful thing. So we are bridges over troubled water in the world, and we bring this cosmic love and knowingness wherever we are. I want to close this part with a reading of some sage words from one of our elders that can help us stay on track for being a bridge over troubled waters in the world right now. And there's eight of these, so I'm just going to read these to you. Number one, after loving your family and friends, it is now time to start loving yourself. Number two, realize that you are not Atlas. The world does not have to rest on your shoulders. Number three, leave a big tip for those that are serving you. A little extra money can really mean a lot in certain situations. Learn not to correct people even when you know they are wrong. The onus of making everyone perfect is not on you. Peace is more precious than perfection. Number five, give compliments freely and generously. Compliments are a mood enhancer, not only for the recipient, but also for you as you freely give those compliments. Number six, learn to walk away from people who don't value you. They might not know your worth, but you do know your own worth. Number seven, learn to drop your ego rather than damage a relationship or friendship. Your ego will keep you aloof, whereas with relationships and friendships, you will never be alone. And the last one, do what makes you happy. You are responsible for your own happiness, and you owe it to yourself to do what you need to do to be happy. So take those to know that they can help you be that bridge over troubled water. So I would like to now move us into an affirmative prayer, spiritual mind treatment, knowing that we are all cosmically connected at the heart level, and that we are bringing light and peace into the world, and that we can serve as bridges over troubled water. So know this with me. If you'll just get comfortable in your seat, in your wherever you are, and just take a couple of nice, slow, deep breaths. And allow yourself to bring your attention to this particular moment, this particular time. And allow whatever has been distracting you or worrying you or getting your attention, just allow that to leave. You can get back to it later, because this is a moment, this is a time for you. So know this with me as I know this in the first person. I know that there is one power, one presence, one life, one love, one universal goodness that permeates all of life. And it permeates me too. I know that this power and this presence is like a mirror to me, that what I put into it, the thoughts that I have, the feelings that I know, the desires that I have, that it will reflect those back to me in my life. So I know that at the heart level, that there is a purity, there is a truth, there is a perfection, there is a goodness that is pure love, that is divinely connected to intelligence, that is filled with this power and this presence. I know that because of this, because of my oneness, my connection with universal love, life, peace, healing, beauty, joy, because of this, because of my oneness, I know that my life expresses this in the world. That wherever I am, that whatever I'm doing, I take the time to know that this is my truth, that this is who I am. And I bring this constructive presence of love and of goodness to every situation that I meet, to every person I interact with, to every place that I am, that I bring, I am a conduit for this presence of love and peace and goodness in the world. So I know that this is the truth. I am never separated from this presence and this power. And that as I think these thoughts and know the truth of who I am, that this does manifest and express in the world. So I just turn away from any ideas that they're really, I just turn away from any ideas or belief in the necessity of struggle, of strain, of lack, of limitation of any kind. And instead, I just embrace and know this universal presence is mine to express in the world. I am 100% connected with it in my intuition. My mind is filled with new ideas of peace and love. And I take action based on what I know to be the truth of who I am. So I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful for a body that feels good and that it's filled with energy. I am grateful to be in a world that is constantly evolving and growing in its knowledge of science and technology and just goodness of every kind. I'm grateful to be a part of this fabulous community that is connected at the cosmic level always, that provides love and support and understanding to all who are ready and willing to tap into it. I'm just so grateful for my life, for the good things that I see. And I just take the time in my life to see that it is all good and that it is all God. So I release this now, knowing that it is so, and so it is.
Yeah. blood, down in the mud, looking like you'd like to get even. Been dissed, shaking your fist, not inclined to listen to reason. Well, there's a way to rise above, just step out of the mud, forgive.
Catchy tune. Don't you love it when songs with a powerful message get stuck in your head? That one gets stuck in my head all the time. It's a good thing. So I know we mentioned that today's my birthday, so I have to tell you guys something that I started doing a few years ago on my birthday. So as an adult, I have always really lived far away from my parents. Like, I went away to college and just never went home. So they live in another state. So when I was in my 20s and early 30s, I would wait by the phone for my mom to call to wish me happy birthday every year on my birthday. And because that's a mandatory thing you have to do when you're a mom, right? So, but then about 10 years ago, I started doing something a little different. So I still wait for her call, but now when she calls, before she can say happy birthday, I always pick up the phone and say, "Thank you for giving birth to me." And she laughs because she thinks I'm silly. And she says, "You're welcome. Happy birthday." And we have the same conversation every single year. It's adorable. And it sounds like a really little thing, you know? But what it really is me making a conscious effort to shift my thinking. Instead of my birthday being about me and celebrating me and telling me happy birthday, I try to make an effort to be grateful to be alive and grateful for my life. So woohoo, it's a good thing. It's another year. But doing that really changes the way I see things and the way I feel and the kind of day that I have on my birthday. And if you think about it, that is what Centers for Spiritual Living and Science of Mind and New Thought is all about, right? We like to be mindful of our perspective and make just little changes about, you know, that shift our thinking. We like to learn spiritual practices that help us live our best life. The idea is to live a life of harmony, free of troubles, right? Everyone wants that and can have that. In fact, we just read the shortened version of our Declaration of Principles a minute ago, but in the longer original text, Ernest Holmes wrote, We believe the ultimate goal of life to be a complete freedom from all discord of every nature, and that this goal is sure to be attained by all. Now, complete freedom from all discord of every nature. Those are some absolute words, aren't they? And that is a big, lofty goal. Well, as Judy mentioned, our topic for today is Bridge Over Troubled Water. And I, of course, immediately thought of the Simon and Garfunkel song as well. And we thought about playing it, but the more I looked at the lyrics, it's a different kind of thing than what we're talking about today. So that's why we didn't play it, in case you're wondering. For our purpose today, Bridge Over Troubled Water is a metaphor for spiritual principle. Okay, troubled water means that discord that we want to be free from. Disharmony, disunity, troubled relationships, illness, dis-ease, you know, lack, all of that. All those things that we're trying to avoid, all that strife and those conditions that we're wanting to change are our troubled waters. So that brings us to the question, what is the bridge over these things for us? You know, from a spiritual perspective, what is the bridge that lifts us up over troubled waters, that elevates our consciousness to a place of harmony, unity, and peace? What is the bridge that keeps us out of the troubled water of discord, conflict, and troubled relationships? Now, to be fair, there are a lot of answers to this, right? There are a lot of spiritual practices that help create this bridge over troubled water. But as you can guess from that song that we did just play, Forgive Again, today we're going to talk about the bridge of forgiveness. Now, Louise Hay wrote a lot about the importance of forgiveness in her book, You Can Heal Your Life. And she referenced the Course in Miracles in there and how it tells us over and over again that forgiveness is the answer to everything. She says, when we're stuck and not flowing freely with life, it usually means we are holding on to a past moment, whether it's regret, sadness, fear, blame, or anger, and on and on. And it does seem to me that as humans, it's our natural inclination to not only hold on to stuff, but let it fester. There's a great Buddhist Zen story that illustrates this that you might have heard. It's about the two monks and they're traveling together and they've taken vows never to touch a woman. And they come upon a river with a really strong current. And just as they're about to cross the river, they notice a beautiful young woman trying to cross the river herself. And she asks them to help her. And they look at each other for a moment and the older monk picks up the woman and carries her across the river. He puts her down on the other side and she goes on her way. And the younger monk cannot believe this. The two monks continue on their journey in total silence. Hours and hours go by in silence. And finally, out of the blue, the younger man says, "How could you carry that woman? We are not permitted to touch women." And the old monk just stares back at him and says, "I did carry her. But I put her back down by the river hours ago. Why are you still carrying her?" Ugh, right? So often we carry not only the hurts that we do to others, but the hurts that others do to us, and hurts that others do that might not have anything to do with us. And carrying all these hurts hurts us. We know that. We know that it's imperative for our own peace and well-being that we release the past and forgive everyone. Forgiveness frees us from our burdens. And what's interesting is when we do the work of forgiveness, and let's not kid ourselves, it's work, right? When we do this individually for ourselves, it ends up impacting everything around us because, you know, as the theme for October reminds us, we are all cosmically connected in the one mind of spirit. When we each resolve to do the inner work of forgiveness, we lift the collective consciousness of our spiritual family, our local community, our country, and really the entire planet. That's how powerful we are. Now, I know Dr. Bob and I have both mentioned this before, that even though these talk titles and themes are decided on and selected over a year earlier, they always seem perfectly chosen for exactly the current events that we're dealing with and experiencing. It just never fails. Now, in the suggested talking points for this week's topic, it actually said, consider if there is any situation in the world right now that could use a little bit more love, compassion, and forgiveness. I don't know about you, but I can think of a big one that's coming up in a couple weeks. How did they know that right now we would be experiencing some of the most contentious, divisive times in our country's history? I don't know how they knew it, but I'm glad that they seem to know that collectively, as a spiritual community and as a nation, we need to focus on forgiveness. Back in January, before any COVID hit the US, I wrote a blog post about this called I Forgive You, America. And I wrote it during the impeachment trial because I was feeling very exhausted from all of the divisiveness. And it's like, wasn't I cute that I thought it was really bad back then? that was before a lot of stuff happened. And I couldn't help it though, because the mom in me or the minister in me just kept wondering things like, how are we going to move on from this? When do we forgive each other and heal as a country? When do we forgive ourselves for judging each other? Now, with everything else that has gone on in the country since, in the last 9 months, I'm wondering these things even more. It's like when the siblings are all fighting and just going at it, and the mom has to step in and say, okay, enough. It's time to apologize, hug it out, and forgive each other, because we have to move on as a family. And looking toward, the upcoming election, I just keep thinking, we're all the same family. Our family deserves to live in peace. It's our family's divine birthright to live in peace. I watched a YouTube video yesterday that was done by a psychic medium, and it was very clever. Excuse me. She made this bold announcement that she had never made a political prediction before, but she was being guided to predict the winner of the US election. And she was certain about it. She said, she was very dramatic, and she said, this is who will win. The winner of the US election is you. If on the morning after the election, when the announcement is made, you maintain a state of peace. And I loved that. It's so true. The winner of the election doesn't actually matter in the bigger picture of your own peace. So with that in mind, I would like for us as a spiritual community to take the upcoming presidential election into a forgiveness practice. Now, obviously, this is not about sides or politics. We don't tell you how to think or vote, and we never will. This is about the spiritual practice of forgiveness and the spiritual principles of peace, harmony, and unity. If you have an other, someone in your mind who you perceive as being against you, who you think of as being different from you, who you believe is a problem for you, if you have, excuse me. If you have someone or something to forgive with regard to this election, only you can know that. Just bring that to your mind right now. Now, the method we're going to use is difficult to pronounce, so forgive me for butchering it. We're going to do the ancient Hawaiian practice of reconciliation and forgiveness called Ho'oponopono. If you're not familiar with it, it's been around for thousands of years, and it is so aligned with the teachings of New Thought and Science of Mind. It's based on the idea that the problems of the world really arose when people started thinking that instead of one power, there was two, good and evil, the idea of duality. So doesn't this sound familiar already? It's that step away from unity towards separation that is really the root of our problems, according to Ho'oponopono. Doing this practice is a way to get back to unity, inner peace, and the return to harmony. Now, another thing to note about Ho'oponopono that I really love is you don't have to know or understand how it works because something inside you does know. You just have to believe that it works. It's done unto us as we believe. I feel like we've heard this before, right? So we practice this as an observer, and we say these four short sentences together as a mantra. So let me show you what they are. Okay. So the first line is, I'm sorry. Now this could mean a lot of things. It could mean, I'm sorry for holding on to this and for carrying the memory of this situation. I'm sorry for allowing this situation into my consciousness in the first place. We know that the outside world is a mirror and reflects back to us what is within us. If we're seeing divisiveness and chaos, we may have those qualities somewhere within us and we may not realize it. So I'm sorry is a loosening and a freeing of that. You know, it's like saying, I might have some responsibility here. I don't really understand. It's like saying to spirit, I don't know where this is within me, but you know, and I'm sorry. The next line is, please forgive me. Now, believe it or not, it doesn't really matter who you're saying this to in your mind, whether it's a person or a group of people or to God, spirit, universe, source. You know, in my mind, I sometimes think of my other who I believe is against me. And I think, please forgive me for judging you. Please forgive me for not seeing us as united in the one mind of spirit, as being one and the same. Please forgive me for ignoring the truth of our unity. Or to spirit, please forgive me for judging this entire situation. Then the third line is thank you, which obviously is similar to the gratitude step when we do a spiritual mind treatment, where we are grateful that our word is spoken and it is already done. This can be, thank you, spirit, that a miracle is underway here. Thank you that this situation is being transformed in my mind and in the one mind. Thank you that I'm freed from the burden of this situation. Thank you for the peace I am now experiencing. And then the last line is, I love you. Now, this is where we really do see the divine in ourself and the divine in the quote, other. I think Bob last week, didn't he say the other is really just the infinite with skin on it? I loved that. By saying I love you, it shifts your focus to love, loving not only yourself, but your other, loving spirit, loving the lesson in the situation. I love you can mean I love that this situation has opened my eyes. You could direct your I love you to yourself for attempting this forgiveness practice. So the beauty of Ho'oponopono is just saying the words matter. matters. Remember, you don't have to know how it works. You just have to trust and believe that it does. If we were all together in a room right now, you know, we could chant the lines out loud and it would feel very powerful, I promise. Now, you just can't do that because it never works on Zoom. Everybody's audio is a little bit different. And obviously our friends on Facebook, we wouldn't be able to hear them either. But so instead, we're going to do it a little bit differently. Vance is going to play a song version of Ho'oponopono by Bob Sima. So we're going to listen to it, sing along with it if you want. We know the power of speaking our words out loud. By the way, Bob Sima is an amazing New Thought artist. So if you've never heard of him, check him out online. I highly recommend. Okay, so right now, just call to mind whatever you need to in this situation as you focus on the statements they're singing and what they might mean for you. Beautiful. And my favorite thing about that is if you noticed in the beginning, they started out back to back opposing each other. And then through the course of it, they turned and they were facing each other. It was really neat. So it truly is my hope that this was a meaningful tool for you today in your forgiveness work, no matter what troubled water you might experience. Now, I do feel like I barely scratched the surface of Ho'oponopono. And I want to make sure to tell you that there are so many books and meditations and recordings out there that you can check out and download. And I hope that you will join me in honoring forgiveness as a really powerful spiritual practice that leads us to the truth of our peace, our harmony, and our unity. It truly is our bridge over troubled water. Amen. And so it is. All right. We have an amazing board of trustees that gets together via Zoom and has meetings every month and helps handle the business of the church. And we have a member here to walk us through our announcements with a prosperity talk, Karen Childs.
Good morning, everybody. I hope Vance is going to put up my list of announcements so that I can see them. But first I want to affirm something that seems often a little bit elusive. When I was told how many decisions we generally make each of us every day, it's in the hundreds or thousands, even where to put your foot on a walk. But in the process of making decisions, we are intuitively looking for our own good. And our own good really has to do with not being crass or not being self-absorbed and not being, you know, just all about me. It really is part of this teaching. We are guided to look for our own good. And so as we make all these decisions every day, we say, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? And that can sound, you know, a little self-absorbed, but the fact of the matter is that is exactly as it should be. So when we get to the place of financially supporting CSL Midtown, and we know that whatever we give comes back to us multiplied abundantly, therein lies our good. And that decision really allows us to give and to get, and we are better for it. So if you will read with me the affirmation for prosperity, and say it out loud, because as Cynthia just said, it's a powerful thing when you hear the sound of your own voice affirming this information. So read with me. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And there you'll see the donate online place to go. And there are many opportunities to do so. You can even send a check to the post office box, multiple ways to contribute to our center, because even though we don't have a brick and mortar place to go, we still have some serious expenses ongoing monthly that need to be addressed. And your kindness and your attention to this is needed and valued. So here we are on October 18th, and what a wonderful message from Reverend Cynthia. Absolutely powerful. Made me almost tear up at a point in time when I could imagine, I need to get over my bad self, let this go, and just look for forgiveness. Online spiritual empowerment session, Tuesday afternoons from 12 to 12:30. You know, I view this as just a kind of a check-in time, kind of a recentering. If ever you feel that you are sort of wobbling out of round and you have lost your center, this is a good check-in place, like-minded people experiencing the same thing and resolving in the same way. So there is an ongoing discussion group that meets at 10 a.m. via the same Zoom link. And this is where the Science of Mind textbook is discussed, as well as many other topics. So if you want a little deeper dive into this teaching, that's a really good place for you to get connected. And the practitioners, as Judy Ailey represented and Cynthia highlighted, if you need prayer work or any other kind of prayer request or whatever it may be, you just lack a connection and you want to reach out to a particular person, use that web link below to make a prayer request. Best to you all. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and see you next Sunday.
Thank you so much, Karen. I do also want to give a shout out. I don't think she's here today, but today is also Lynn Bryce's birthday. Most of us know her as a member of our community. She is also on the Board of Trustees. So happy birthday to you too, Lynn. All right. I'm feeling good. It's a good day, everyone. Let's do our affirmation of life. All right. Say it loud and proud, folks. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is.